6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Earthlings, we have now taken over your radio.
Ignition.
You are now listening to Trap Chat Alley-Oop, the fans' plug for all Raptors talk and more. We serve it up and throw it down. Presented by Trap Sense 95, enhancing your Raptors fan experience. Follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPD95.
Yes, 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 yes.
Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
The Toronto Raptors are the best team in the NBA.
Yes, the best team in the National Basketball League. That is the highest level of basketball on this planet.
So hold on.
And your Toronto Raptors are what?
We are 22-7.
Okay.
And we are
what?
The best team.
Where?
In
where?
The National Basketball
That's right.
Association.
That is right. Trap Chat Alley-Oop.
Yo.
Alongside me is Illicit.
I'm Illicit as I always am.
And I am Mikey Charlie.
You know what's different though?
What's different?
I'm the same. You're the same.
Yeah.
But the Raptors? Are the best team in the NBA.
The best team in the league. It's a beautiful day, man. It's a beautiful time to be a Raptors fan.
I shouldn't have said that because you know what? They have been, we've said this now four times in a row. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Four weeks in a row, the Toronto Raptors have been the NBA's best team.
Oh, you've been saying it pretty much the whole season because they have been the best team all season.
But I'm saying legitimately, we're
a third of the season is done, and the Raptors are still what? What are they?
The best team.
Okay.
In
where?
The NBA. Okay.
All right.
I'm telling you.
2.5 games ahead of Milwaukee and Philadelphia, although Milwaukee is currently getting their ass handed to them right now.
By Indiana,
by
right?
By Indiana, that's right. Raptors are 7-3 in their last 10. On a one-game winning streak because they won last night.
Yep.
They play tonight against Golden State. In
Everyone's
this episode,
back, eh?
Season 3 of Trap Chat Alley-Oop, episode number 15.
15. That's 15
we
weeks.
We are going to run back the games against the Nets. They lost to the Nets 106-105 in overtime. They lost also to the Bucks 104-99.
Yep.
But then last night they beat down the Clippers in LA 123-99. So we will run that back. We will talk about the fifth anniversary of the Rudy Gay to the Sacramento Kings trade. The genesis,
the beginning
of this era of Toronto Raptors basketball.
Basically the beginning of when we began to be good.
Yes, so we're going to talk about that. We are going to get to the jump where we're going to talk about the upcoming games tonight versus the Warriors. Also the games versus the Blazers and the Nuggets.
It's a tough week.
Huge week for the Raptors.
Tough week.
We're going to get on to some For the Culture. We're going to talk about automation, specifically when it comes to regards of the NBA schedule. Then we're going to get Illicit to do his Raptors rant on Kyle Lowry. Lowry had a beautiful game last night, but prior to that...
Listen, I'm going to pretend like Lowry didn't have another MVP-style game yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm going to go in on him a little bit.
All right, because you have some valid points to make.
I think so.
And then Raptor Sales is going to, we're going to cover the Gay trade a little bit more in depth, recalling some memories.
Yeah.
And before we get into it, I want to shout out the Toronto Raptors app, the
Why?
Mobile app.
Why?
Because it's in previous seasons, I've downloaded the app.
Listen, that app is terrible.
It was a piece of trash.
It's terrible.
Hot trash.
So why are you shouting it out?
It's no longer hot trash, though.
Come on.
It's a great app. As a matter of fact, I use that as part of my prep for Trap Chat Alley-Oop.
No
it's
way.
That good now.
No
it
way.
Is at that level. You see how the Raptors have elevated to the number one spot in the end. Where?
We are the best team in the NBA.
Yeah, you see that? You see how the Raptors are that?
Yeah.
The Raptors
app?
The number one app in... I don't know if it's the number one app in the league, but it's up there, man. It's really good.
I'm a hater,
shout out to them.
You might have to try and win me over on this one.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see, man. I'll convince you, man.
All right.
Let's get into this.
Yeah, man.
Visit Trapsis95.com and follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPD95.
On behalf of Illicit, Trap Chat Alley-Oop,
the Trap Since 95 team and the Raptors fans. I would like to give my sincere condolences to the Nurse family and honor the memory of Nick Nurse's late mother. Rest in peace.
Run that back. All right, so this was a tough week for the Raptors this past week.
Yeah, I mean, every team goes through it. The Raptors hadn't gone through it like that. They had their little streak, a losing streak, but
you know what?
This was different, though.
I've been saying this for, as pretty much as long as we've been doing this podcast. And it doesn't change with Kawhi Leonard in the lineup. The Raptors go?
Yeah.
As Kyle Lowry goes.
Okay. All right. I agree. Because Kyle Lowry's the heart and soul of the team.
I think so.
He was there in the genesis that we're going to get to. We're going to talk about how this current era started. But the Raptors lost to the Nets, guys.
Guys.
The Nets. This is the first sub-500 team that the Raptors have lost to this season.
This is one of the worst teams in the NBA.
They're not terrible. Like, they're not the worst, but they're the next rung of worst. But they have a young team and they're up and coming. I'll give them that.
They can run up and down.
I'm drawing for strings, but they have a young team with promise. I will say that.
So it was, at the end of the day, they lost an OT, but they shouldn't have even been that close. Kawhi had 32, four assists, four steals, three rebounds. It's a crazy line.
Yeah.
And then I have to mention Kyle Lowry, 3 points, 11 assists. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Three rebounds, five turnovers.
Yeah, that was not one for the books.
Five fouls.
That's nothing to write home about.
One for seven from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry with 3 points?
Yeah.
You better not expect to win.
More turnovers than points. That's insane.
I don't know, man.
We'll get to the round. You can go off there when you want to. Let's talk about the rest of this game. Siakam, my man, Siakam. I think we're gonna do a feature on him next Trap Chat. I think next week. But 16 points in this one, 6 rebounds. JV 24 points and 8 rebounds. JV continues to be per 36 minute beast.
Honestly, he's been so efficient. He's always been like this. When he's on the floor, what do I always say? He's the most dominant player
in the NBA. Yes, I get it.
Because he is. Every time he's on the floor, he's efficient. He plays, 22 minutes? And the guy ends up with over 20 points and 8 rebounds?
Often, yes.
Like, you can't hate on this guy.
People do.
He's moved to the second unit with smiles on. He doesn't care, man.
Yeah, I mean, people honestly hate on him, and I see their angle, but I don't necessarily agree with it. I see what they're saying.
At this point right now, I think that he deserves to be here.
Oh, he deserves to be here, for sure.
With the way the Raptors are playing now, he's a significant piece of it.
Yeah, so back to this Nets loss, though. The Raptors had a poor start. They tied it by halftime. Early third quarter, they had the lead. It was back and forth into the second half. Siakam tied it at 98, just over 1 minute left in regulation. My man Siakam. Kawhi missed a jumper in the lane with under 10 seconds left. That looked very reminiscent of a DeMar DeRozan type of shot.
Man. But the difference is Kawhi's already hit a few down the stretch. Man, we've had this discussion. DeMar DeRozan was 1 for 21 in game-winning shots.
Do you know, speaking of that, do you know Paul George hit his first game winner,
What? This year now?
Yeah, last week. His first ever. No. Paul George, his first ever game winner, shot within a 3 point.
Wow.
Through 3 points under 10 seconds or something like that. Basically,
that would have stumped me.
It's his first clutch shot in his whole career.
I would have never
believed
that.
I mean, you're talking about DeRozan. There are other stars out there like that. But what I'm trying to say, though, is Kawhi, he's been proven to hit clutch shots. So
he didn't hit
this one, but hey, there's the rest of the season plus the playoffs to go.
People are already chirping that it. Whoa, you see what happens? Get out of here. It's one shot.
It is what it is.
I'm
but anyways, Kawhi delivered a nasty dunk on Jared Allen in OT, though.
That dunk was dirty.
it was pretty dirty. But D'Angelo Russell, he came up big for the Nets.
Russell's had a pretty good season.
Hey, man, 29 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He's much improved at least in demeanor-wise, over his LA days, you know? So
he always plays really well.
He's maturing.
He always plays well against the Raptors, too.
Yeah.
Let's move on. The next game was another loss, and this one hurt again because we already lost this team. So the Bucks beat us 104-99.
Man.
And I don't know, I'm looking at the score. And
Brogdon,
it's not indicative of how it was, because they beat us, man. It wasn't even, in my opinion, it wasn't really close. They hung around, but they had to fight to hang around.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Brogdon, man. They let Raptors have a tendency to let these role players become all-stars against them.
It's true.
And in this case specifically, Brogdon was a pain in my ass, because not only did he beat our Raptors, but his late threes cost me a category in fantasy.
Oh, that's terrible.
Cost me a category,
that's
man.
That's terrible.
I won this week 10-5. No, 9-9. What was it? 9-5? 4-9-5. No, 9-4.
9-4.
I would have won 11-3. 2. Yeah. No, it would have been 11-2. I'm confused. It would have been 11-3, yeah, 11-3, yeah. Because one category was tied because of damn threes.
Yeah.
And in one category, I lost by one offensive rebound.
That's terrible. I lost
last week. One three-pointer and two offensive rebounds to get two more points.
I lost last week, too, on a guy that we'll probably get in here on the show one time, a good friend, Sprox. He beat me. Anthony Davis in the last game.
Yeah, he went off.
What? No, I have him.
Oh,
and he got injured halfway through the first quarter, he came back at the end of the game, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah, injuries,
I ended up, he killed me. He beat me like 10-4, and it would have been way better. I would have either, I could have won, mm-hmm. or it would have been really close if he'd at least played the full game, man.
All right, anyway, back to the Bucks game. How did Lowry do? How did Lowry do?
So Lowry, this is the first time, and I think it was 6 years, that Kyle Lowry was 0-for from the field.
First time in his All-Star section of his career.
Yes. So 6 years.
Yes.
Right?
All of his shots.
Seven assists, five rebounds, but absolutely 0 points.
And I believe all of his shots were three-pointers. So during his struggle, I have noticed that he was not really taking shots in the two-point area. He wasn't driving to the basket, wasn't trying to get fouls. He wasn't shooting mid-rangers or anything. And I think that kind of fed into his struggles. Also, kind of lost a lot among Lowry's struggles was Anunoby. He's been
he hasn't
struggling
that well either.
A while, too.
But I wouldn't call it quite a while. It's not like Lowry. But because we're not counting on him the same way. As long as, like, Anunoby plays the defensive role, I'm fine. We can't win with Lowry doing that, though. Like, it's just not enough.
True.
It's just not enough.
But let's move on to
yesterday.
Last night.
All right. Raptors, more like the Raptors were getting used to seeing, right?
And dominated and backslapped and floor slapped and slammed and did everything else to the Clippers
from the beginning
in LA,
to the end.
In Los Angeles. And keep in mind, there was no Kawhi in this. Kawhi was out with a bruised hip. He had fallen at some point during the Milwaukee game and hurt his hip.
And at this point right now, Wednesday night, that we don't know if Kawhi's playing still tonight.
Yeah,
it's a game time decision. We don't know yet.
So, yeah, versus the championship.
So Kawhi Warriors. Was out yesterday. But we had a serious beatdown against them. And I want to start, this is not how we have the way things are, but I want to start with Fred VanVleet, because he got the start with a career high 14 assists.
Yeah. Shout out to
six
Fred
rebounds,
VanVleet. Betting yourself.
Six rebounds, five assists. I think that's supposed to be.
Five points.
Sorry. Yeah. Who cares about the 5 points, though?
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, man, he was diming it up.
If you're getting 14 assists, and I was just talking shit about Lowry a minute ago with 11 and 0 points, but Lowry, we need him to score.
Or at least take the shots that is given to him.
VanVleet.
He doesn't have to necessarily score 20 points, but he needs to take the shots that are given.
His role, VanVleet's role, is not the same. And to see 14 assists, to me, that makes me feel
That's
good.
That's amazing.
I also have him on my fantasy team. I almost dropped him, too.
Yeah, I know.
I'm lucky. But let's really look at the high earners here. Ibaka had 25 and 9. Also have him in fantasy, too. Which has really done well for me, because, to be honest, I didn't really want Ibaka. And he's played really well this season.
Got him, so.
And Kalo.
Yes,
Kevin,
return.
Kyle Lowry, I'm going to big you up right here, because it's the only time you're going to hear it the rest of the show.
Yeah.
21 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds.
Yeah, JV.
Those are awesome numbers.
JV 16-5, solid once again. And my Matt Siakam, 13 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds.
I'm hearing like little muttering throughout the NBA and stuff that I'm reading that he could be an all-star.
He could be. We're going to talk about it next week, man. We're going to do a feature on him for sure. There's a lot of actually stats, like unofficial stats or a non-traditional stats that he's really showing his worth. So we're going to talk about that next week. But shout out also to OG Anunoby. He kind of came back as well. And he scored, 12 points on his own. So there we go. Fourth quarter was garbage time, which is nice because it kind of keeps him somewhat fresh for tonight's back-to-back. And you know what? Let's look about at from last week. We had 3 issues that the Raptors had. We'll call them the Bermuda Triangle. Nice. We're going to call this the Bermuda Triangle Analysis. Looking back at the turnovers, last week we had said the Raptors averaged 15.1 turnovers per game.
Which was just unacceptable. We can't win like that.
Last night's win, only 7 turnovers.
Now that's how you play basketball.
Defensive rebounding percentage is also another problem. Last week we discussed they only grabbed 70% of the available defensive rebounds. Last night, 73.3. So, you know, that's
a big jump.
It is a big jump.
So my biggest thing is shot selection we talked about.
Yes.
Kyle Lowry is a big one. Like we said, he's shooting all threes and he's missing stuff. So yeah, he's a big part of that shot selection. But he's not the only one. There's sometimes I'm like, whoa, why are you taking that shot in the clock? Like, we don't need it, right?
Yeah, well, last night,
every possession matters. Yesterday?
Yeah, 52%. 50 for 96 field goals overall. But three-pointers, they were on fire. 48%, that's, 14 for 29.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like 28% of their makes were threes. And 32% of their complete shot selection were threes. So, really good ratio for that. Like, the Raptors just need to keep doing that. Yo, let's talk about the 5th anniversary of the Rudy Gay trade to the Kings. Just briefly, we're going to just set it up right now. It was December 8th. That's the anniversary.
So basically,
2013.
You know, 5 years ago.
Yeah. Raptors traded Rudy Gay, Aaron Gray, and Quincy Acey to the Kings for Chuck Hayes, Greaves Vasquez, John Salmons, and Patrick Patterson. Even today, when you listen to these names, like, you still kind of wonder how this
trade happened. Yeah, like,
no, how the transformation happened, though, because these guys aren't exactly guys that man, jump only,
when,
off the
when,
page.
When I read this trade back then, I was like, oh, John Salmons.
Yeah. That's the most recognizable name, and he's probably the least impactful name of those.
When you're looking at that here, well, maybe Chuck Hayes, but Greaves Vasquez.
No, but Chuck Hayes, even like off the court, is his value.
Oh, fair enough,
value.
Fair enough. But, and Patrick Patterson, who became,
he had his moments.
Toronto.
Although the end, towards the end of his tenure was kind of dicey, but
it has nothing to do with Toronto. I think it had more to do with the franchise.
Yeah, maybe. But we'll get more into that trade in Raptors Tales, but let's get into the jump.
Yeah. Got a game coming up, you know?
Trap Chat Alley-oop. The fans plug for all Raptors talk and more. We serve it up and throw it down. Bam! The formalities
of this and that. Daddy Mac, Daddy Supercat, I make you jump. Jump, jump, jump.
Yeah, I still love that.
You love that transition.
It's so good, man. Yeah. So, the Raptors played tonight against the Warriors in a rematch from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, the Warriors are 19-9. They're the second in the West. You know,
it's a weird statistical folly. They're second in the West, but they're up by 0.5 games ahead of OKC. It's a weird one of those weird technicalities.
How about this, though? I don't even care about the record. Toronto and Golden State, as it stands right now, will be the two in the NBA Finals.
I think so. It's shaping up to be
that. Could change, right? But I'm just saying, if the NBA Finals started tomorrow, it would be the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. Now, I don't care about the record. I'm looking at team-wise, right?
Yeah. And they match up actually pretty well, especially with the way the Raptors are
really deep, man.
Yeah.
And as it stands, we've always played them well.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they were like, that's always so close against Golden State, I know. Yeah. And we had lost a lot of games until recently.
Yep, until actually exactly 13 days ago.
Yes.
13, remember, keep that number in mind, 13 days. 13 days ago, on the schedule, the Raptors played the OKC. The Golden State Warriors at home. And they won 131-128 in overtime.
It was a good game, man. But without this time, Draymond Green, without Steph Curry.
This time, both Green and Curry are healthy. Green just came back on Monday.
It's going to be a testament. Like we said, too, we're not sure if Kawhi is playing yet. I hope he plays tonight. If he's not, all right, though, sit in.
Maybe not, but let's look at the two teams' rosters, specifically the starting lineup. They match up really well right now. Kawhi versus Durant. You have Lowry versus Curry. Obviously, you know, Curry has the edge there a little bit.
Especially as a shooter. But
yeah. Siakam versus Green. Now, again, there's a lot of comparisons between Siakam and Green.
Sure.
So that's going to be, like, especially moving towards the playoffs, if they do meet in the finals, that's going to be a matchup.
And then Ibaka.
Yeah, if you look at Ibaka and Klay Thompson, they kind of offset each other right now. They don't directly, like, you know, play each other.
Klay Thompson's legit all-star.
He is. That one's a stretch. But I'm just saying the way Ibaka's playing right now.
That one's a stretch, but right now also I'll give you that Siakam's probably playing better than Greenwell right now. And Lowry, as much as Curry's a better shooter, Lowry may be a better defender. So, I don't know. You're right, though. They match up pretty well. That's the point. And when you go into deeper into the, you know, the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 to the lineup, the Raptors are deeper.
Yeah.
And honestly,
especially if they can get the bench playing the way they were playing last season.
I don't know. Heard Van Vliet mentioned today that the bench mob thing, that's over, so stop thinking about it. He said that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that, though. But the Raptors seem to be morphing into a cross between the Spurs and the Warriors.
I would agree with
that. Like a half and half kind of thing.
They need to learn that to slow down and get in their set when it's needed, but push when they can, you know?
Yeah.
The next game after that we got coming up is against Portland.
Yeah.
They're 15-12. They're 8th in the West, but guess what? This is a real legit team still.
Yeah, like, even though they're only 8th, they're only 3.5 games behind Golden State. The West is crazy. It's crazy out there.
It's always like that, though.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised, because Portland always plays the Raptors well.
Yeah.
Lillard always goes off.
Always, man.
So, like, this is a tough game.
Yeah. Nurkic and McCollum are guys you have to watch out for, too, you know? So,
it's a tough
the Raptors
game.
Can't sleep on it.
Then they play the Nuggets. Another tough game.
Yes.
They're 18-9, third in the West.
0.5 games behind Golden State, so it's half a game. That's nothing.
Like, it's basically the same. They're second place. You know?
Plus, 13 days prior to this date, guess who the Raptors played?
Yep. And?
The Nuggets.
And?
They lost.
Yeah, that's right.
At home.
It's not the same.
Controversial call, but it's still a loss.
A loss, man. We need to
but
avenge
Jokic,
that one.
My man, he's on my fantasy team. He's been ramping it up.
He has a terrible
in the last few weeks. So
I hope he's a terrible
again, that's
year.
Another team that the Raptors have to be prepared for.
And then to roll out the week, we play the Pacers next week. They're 17-10, which is fourth in the East. It's not bad, eh? They're four behind the Raptors.
17-10 is a really good record. That's
not a
like
bad record,
in the 600s.
Man. Especially because Oladipo's been out, right?
Yeah. And he came back. He's coming back tonight. He's also on my team, so I know this. He came back tonight. But yeah, the Pacers, you can't sleep on the Pacers, man. They have Oladipo back, but even when he wasn't out, like the rest of the team's been holding the fort. They have Sabonis, Collison, Miles Turner, and they're that team that kind of lays in wait. And then, you know, they may strike at the right time, but
I don't know. They're not good. I don't think they have enough talent to really make a push.
Remember last year, they're the team that threatened the Cavs in the first round.
I know. Because the
and they're that type
play,
of team.
And they're that type of team. And the Cavs, the only reason the Cavs beat us last year.
They made it to the finals. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever, man.
So anyways, there are some rumors swirling about Jamal Crawford in connection with the Raptors, as well as Trevor Ariza. So I don't know what you guys, what do you think about that?
I don't care, man. At this point right now, like, I hope that Indiana doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
They're in our conference, and they are legit. I just don't think they're good enough right now to really make any real, like, noise. The Raptors, Boston, Philly, Milwaukee.
All right, how about those jerseys, though? Do you see the jerseys?
Yeah, they're nice, jerseys? Man. I like them, yo.
Red and white theme.
I like
them. They basically look like the city jerseys, but with red and white
red and
scheme.
White theme. Yeah, I like it.
They look hot, man.
Yeah, I like them, too.
And once again, quickly, TCAO is looking for contributors. Avid stats person interested in Raptors and advanced stats. And also, we're looking for an enthusiastic female voice to voice some segments.
And if you're an artist or anything, you also want to get on the show, hit me up, man. Like, yeah. We also love to have you in doing call-in segments.
Email us at info@trapsins95.com or...
visit trapsins95.com and follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPSINS95. This is Trap Chat Alley-Oop, presented by TRAPSINS95, enhancing your Raptors fan experience. Visit TRAPSINS95.com and follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPD95.
All right, so now we're going to do For the Culture. Right now we're just going to do this quickly. We're talking about automated NBA schedules and the anomalies. So
yeah, sometimes they don't make any sense, right?
Yeah,
I'll let you talk about it.
So in previous seasons, when it was manually done, you know, you get a Western Conference road trip, the Raptors would play the Warriors, and then, you know, whatever, sometime in February, March, the Raptors would play the Warriors again. Same, most,
yeah,
most
not two
Western
times
Conference
in the same two.
Yeah,
two
so
weeks.
This year, or the past few seasons, you've noticed that these have been getting clumped together. And specifically, in the stretch that we're in right now, the Raptors played the Warriors 2 weeks ago, and then exactly 13 days later, they're playing the Warriors again.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, though, man. Let our schedule get easy down the stretch. I'm all right with it.
But I'm just talking about for the teams, like in terms of the fans, and just say if there's an injury.
I
like,
see what you're saying.
That can
I hear you.
That.
Yeah,
but
for
also,
sure.
Like, look at the Nuggets. The exact same pattern is the same this year. The Raptors played the Nuggets a few days after the Golden State Warriors, and 13 days later, they're playing the Nuggets again. Doesn't that seem a little bit, like, mechanic to you?
And then, like, I see something that in the notes here. The Lakers and the Spurs have had a four-game series already.
Already?
Already completed.
It felt like for a point there that the Lakers and Spurs played, like,
every
other
game.
Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So
maybe we need to, like, I like that they've spread it out a little more.
Yes,
but,
that's
but
fine.
Maybe we need to go back to not, you know, at least understanding that, like, I think you made a really good point, that guys get hurt.
Yeah.
And if Curry's down for 2 weeks, now he misses both Raptors games.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want that. You don't want that.
Yeah,
nobody
I think
wants that.
For just the enjoyment of the game, you want to see teams, the top-level teams, play each other at full strength.
I agree.
So
I
you
agree.
Have to factor that in, too.
And that's what we're going to get tonight, hopefully.
Yeah,
we
hopefully.
Still don't know about Kawhi, but hopefully.
All right, let's keep it moving.
The fans plug for all Raptors talk and more. We serve it up and throw it down.
Alright, now it's my turn.
Go ahead. I know you have a lot to say.
Man, you know, I've been thinking about this for a little while because although it was this whole week, it's kind of been for a few weeks starting to mill.
Okay.
And it kind of came to a precipice this past week, minus yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. I think 0 points kind
of... Kawhi Leonard made mention of Kyle Lowry about a month and a bit ago. Well, about at least 4 weeks ago. I think it was 5 weeks ago. And he said, Kyle Lowry is playing right now like an MVP.
And he was.
But that's a lot of pressure to put on a guy who... We as Raptor fans have come to realize that maybe he doesn't strive so much on pressure.
But
he likes being the one under.
Do you really think that was pressure on Kyle Lowry?
Absolutely.
You think he felt like he had to live up to that level?
Absolutely, because the Raptors are winning.
But Kawhi was there. Like Kawhi, when he's playing, like he's shouldering the load.
It doesn't matter. The point is... As I've said now for before Kawhi Leonard, before DeMar DeRozan was still completely here, the Raptors only go as Kyle Lowry goes. That means if Kyle Lowry scores 0 points,
yeah,
zero, not one, not two, not four, not like one field goal, zero.
Talking about 0 points.
If that happens, then you're doing something wrong. Obviously, you don't care. That's right. I'm actually going to call out Kyle Lowry right now for not caring.
Oh, so you're saying he doesn't care?
This is the first time. Maybe he got a little talking to him. I don't know. Because he played very differently yesterday than he has five games prior to that.
So you think he didn't care?
I feel like he just feels like all this pressure now. And, you know, again, we already know how close he is to DeMar. And it looks bad that all of a sudden he's this good without DeMar. So,
so you're saying it's kind of like a
I'm not saying he's throwing games. I'm saying that he just doesn't care. Did you see the comment about Masai Ujiri?
Yeah, but I mean that. Hey, the media was asking him questions.
And you know what? They're legit questions.
So he's answering it honestly. And that's how he felt at the time.
There are certain times you need to just do the right thing and just, you know, suck it up a little bit. We know you're a crybaby already about this. We know you're upset. You're upset since you were in USA. I get it.
People complain if you give the everyday average answers. People complain if you tell the truth.
He was asked in the offseason.
People complain if you lie. You got to do something, man. Not everyone's going to like it.
He was asked in the offseason. And he had every right to just, you know, put off the questions. At the USA team camp, I think it was practice or something.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, I've said this already so many times. This guy's getting paid max money on the best team in the NBA.
And that's the thing, it's the best team.
So, in you know the what? NBA. When you're asked about your boss, you smile and say, yo, he put me in the right position. And that's not what he said. He said, yeah, he's my boss, and I'm his worker, and that's the relationship I have. Because he sounded like a flipping crybaby.
Hey, man, honestly.
And you know what?
I don't mind the honesty, man. If that's how he feels, that's how he feels. You don't have to be best friends.
And if that's what he wants to say, fine. But then you can't go over. You can't. You cannot shoot so bad.
That's the thing. I agree with you there. Like, he was being passive. There were shots that he had, easy shots that he just...
And now I'm going to talk about one specific play, and we're going to wrap it up because I'm already way over what I wanted to do here.
All right.
Because shot selection, turnovers, we've talked about it all.
Yep.
Well, the last play of the game, Anunoby ended up taking the shot. Who was it against? What was it?
Anunoby or Van Vliet? I think it was Van Vliet.
You're right. So... comes down the floor. He's 0-4 in that game. Didn't hit a shot. Right? I think that's the same game.
Yeah.
If not, it was a 5-point game. And
three
he was
points.
One. Yeah. 3 points. One for something, right?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, he's dribbling down the floor with about 3 seconds left in the game. We're down a point. 1 point. And he passes the ball out to Van Vliet, I guess you're saying. I think you're right.
Yeah.
And Van Vliet, listen, you can't blame the guy. He just had no idea he was going to get the ball. Like, Lowry was wide open. I don't care if you're 1 for 100. You're in the NBA. You need to take that shot.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm not saying anymore. Kyle Lowry, good game the other day. Yesterday.
Keep it up, man.
Play
keep
well it, tonight. It it's all good.
All right. With that said, let's get into this last segment.
Visit Trapsis95.com and follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPD95.
Come, let me tell you a tale of Raptors lore.
I like that one, it's good.
All right, Raptors tale. So it is the trade.
The trade.
5th anniversary. We already talked a little bit about it. Rudy Gay going to Sacramento along with, who was it? It was Quincy Ace and Aaron Gray.
Yeah.
And then the Raptors got in exchange.
Patrick Patterson, Chucky Hayes.
And Grievous Vasquez.
Grievous Vasquez. I like Grievous, man.
Yeah. So let's rewind it back a little bit before, though. Because earlier in that year, January, we were talking about 2013.
Yeah.
On January 30th, the Raptors actually traded for Rudy Gay. That was under the Brian Colangelo era. In his last-ditch effort to make the team better.
Yeah. Last-ditch was the right word.
Like, and for that, we gave up Jose Calderon and Ed Davis.
And a second-round pick.
Yes.
For Jamal Franklin, who turned out to be Jamal Franklin.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Jamal Franklin?
Apparently, he's a Chinese league all-star or something.
Okay,
like that.
Then. And we got Rudy Gay and Ahmed Haddadi. Who turned later into Sebastian Telfair.
Who, I have a quick story on Sebastian Telfair, was hitting on one of my former co-workers when I was working at the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't think he got the number, but who knows? Who really knows? You know? Anyways, so the Raptors made that trade, is a trade between also Memphis and Detroit were also involved.
Yeah.
And the Raptors made out like bandits in the long run because they then flipped Gay in that Kings trade.
Yeah.
So, rewind it back to the
that. And basically, that, as we said, now that was the beginning of all of this.
Yeah, the Raptors were 16 and 29 before that first great trade. They finished off the season 34 and 48. They were 18 and 19 after they acquired Gay.
Yeah.
They traded Gay December 8th, 2013. The Raptors were 6 and 12 before that trade. They finished the season 48 and 34, made the playoffs for the first time since 2008, and the rest was history.
And honestly, I remember watching the game. Maybe it was the first game. I went down to Raptors Square, and I started to watch. And I think it got so packed, and I couldn't take it. So yeah. I ended up walking up to like Casey's or something, watching the rest of the game up there.
Dwayne
like,
Casey's?
Yeah, something like that. You
You're talking about Casey the restaurant.
Casey's the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's all history, man. Like, let's go watch the Raptors game, man. I'm ready.
All right, let's do this, man. Another episode in the books. It's a great time to be a Raptors fan.
Yeah, man.
Once again, it's Illicit alongside me, and I am Mikey Charlie. It's Trap Chat Alley-Oop. Trap since 95 for fans.
For better.
For worse.
Forever. Peace, y'all.
You are now. This is Trap Chat Alley-Oop, presented by Trap since 95. Enhancing your Raptors fan experience. Visit TrapSince95.com and follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPD95. Trap Chat Alley-Oop, the fans plug for all Raptors talk and more. We serve it up or throw it down. Yeah.